ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
First John, chapter 4, First John. For those watching us online, good morning. This is Lighthouse, Lagos, Nigeria. It's a service, God Experience service. You've been part of it for about 20, 30, 40 minutes. Type in your questions, we will answer you. Thank you for joining us today. Our topic for today is that there is no fear in love. We believe that the Holy Spirit will reach you where you are. Let us know where you are watching us from. Listening on radio, please let us also know where you are listening from. God bless you as you become part of our great service today. 1 John 4. No fear in love. No fear in love. And by the way, how was the Valentine? Talk to me now. Don't form. Fine. Talk to me. I got someone sent something to me. He said, don't complain because you didn't have Valentine. After all, the World Cancer Day was previous day ago, and you didn't have one. So why are you now complaining because of Valentine? Praise the Lord. So 1 John 4, I will touch on Valentine today. 1 John 4, verses 7 to 21. It's a long reading, but I want to read this morning. Father, thank you for the blessing over your word. Thank you for preparing our heart to receive your word this morning. Thank you for perfecting, maturing, establishing us in your love, in Jesus' name. Verse 7 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love knows not God. I'm reading from KJV. Maybe I should just use the word. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love defined, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected or matured or established in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit, the Spirit of love. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the Lord that God has for us. God is love. He who dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Herein is our love made matured or perfected or established, so that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He who fears has not been made perfect or established or matured in God's love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hate or hated his brother, is a liar. For he that loved not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God also loved his brother. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of this blessed word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. There is no fear in love. The first thing I'd like to remind you this morning is the fact that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ in heavenly and earthly places. Ephesians 1:3 says that. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are not cursed. We are blessed. And one of the blessings of God in our life is that we become recipients of his love. God has given us, if you are saved, if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God has given you a seal of that your redemption package, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your heart. The new creation is the rebirth of the human spirit. God's spirit comes and make your spirit. He reconnects it back. In the beginning, when God created man, he created man in his own image. Man had the capacity to operate in the realm of God. But sin marred that relationship. Man began to see himself as being naked, not being covered with the glory of God. So at the new birth, just like it happened in the creation of man, that God formed man out of the dust of the heart, and man, God breathed into man. The Bible says the breath of life. And that's what is called Zoe, the life of God. What makes God to be God? The nature of God is life. Just like the nature of God is love. So God is love. It's an embodiment of life. It's an embodiment of love. So at the new birth, your spirit is impacted. You become alive to God. You are no more spiritually dead. In other words, the capacity to reign and rule in life is deposited into your spirit man. And then you begin to live life. And last week we started by saying your faith and your love walk is critical. It's critical. If you will succeed as a Christian, even if you don't know the Bible, and you can understand the principle of faith and love, you will succeed. So we are blessed. We are not cursed. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings. So sometimes the spiritual blessing may be love, joy, peace, fulfillment, wealth, prosperity, health. We are blessed. It is a settled thing. It is written, and nothing can unwritten it. But we need to consciously walk in the knowledge. That's why we are bringing this message. We need to consciously walk. I may have tickets to eat lunch this afternoon, and the ticket is well laid on my table. If they say lunch is for 12 noon, between 12 and 2, and I'm not aware that I have a ticket for lunch, if I get there at 4 p.m., and I now see the ticket, I get to the place where I'm supposed to eat lunch, what will the response be? The lunch has been served. I lose the benefit of having lunch this afternoon. Because if that ticket is dated, it means I can't even reuse it anymore. So we are blessed. But we need to start walking consciously in the blessing of the Lord, the victory that Jesus has perfected for us. So we must begin to see ourselves from the way God sees us. Our love work must propel us into the fullness of our inheritance in God. God loves you. I've just made a statement. But hey, that can become another information to you if you don't know that God loves you. So, making that statement, information must begin to translate into revelation. It's revealed to you that God loves me. God has a plan for your life. That's another statement. But you need to embrace that. God has put within you gifts and talents to live life maximally. That's another statement. But you must begin to recognize what has been placed on the inside of you and walk in the reality of it. So it moves from just ordinary information into revelation. You are healed. That's a statement of fact, a statement of truth. But you need to get into the world to know that he was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement that brought you peace, peace is what we'll experience where there is no sickness, has been laid upon him and by his stripes. So for you, if it becomes revelation, Easter take on a new meaning. Without Easter, there is no Christianity. I hope you know that. It's a revealed knowledge. The Bible says without Easter, which means without resurrection of the dead, and it means there is no faith. It means Christ just died in vain. It means nobody can be saved today. It means there is no church. You have to come to a place of revealed knowledge. Praise God. God wants you worthy. That's a statement. You have to also come to a place of revealed knowledge that for you know the grace. You have to understand how that grace operates. That is in Christ Jesus. Even though he was rich, yet for your sake, there was a beautiful exchange. He became poor so that through that process of his own poverty, he lived his life here, we might become rich. So it moves from information to revelation. So our love work must propel us into the fullness of our inheritance in Christ. So God is agape. That's that word translated love. But hey, the KJV translators, they use that same word as charity. I want to separate something this morning. So that charity is translated into benevolence. And that's where people in our world get the idea of human love from. So people are involved in corporate social responsibility that we target in other words to make life better for other people. But that is human love. But this word love, because it's an embodiment of God, is actually translated the Greek word agape, which means unreserved love. I can go and do something as a business person in a community in Tanzania because there is a mineral deposit there. So I use that to enter into the community so their perception of me can be different. Whether there is human, whether there is a mineral resource or not, I go into that community with agape love, not because of what I stand to gain from it, but because of what I stand to hard. Praise God. So agape is unreserved love. It's a sacrificial love. It's the love that God has for us when we were still dirty. And that love is an ever-growing love. Some people don't understand it. So some people feel that the love that God has for them before they got saved has diminished when they got saved. It's actually growing. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:5, Christ died for the ungodly. One translation says, while we were without strength. So, the love of God is best understood as agape, is a sacrificial love. When you and I were still rebelling against God, he made Jesus to die for us. I hope you understand it. God didn't design any of his human beings that he created in his image to go to hell. Hell is not meant for human beings. And what is hell? Absence of God. That's what hell is. It's not just, because if you read your Bible very well, even hell itself, their judgment is still coming on hell. Hell and death, which is one of the pain of humanity today. Praise God. I said, praise God. So, God's love is agape. You can't measure it. Paul had an understanding into it. I said this last week. It talks about the length and the breadth of it, and the height and the width of it. I'm not giving excuses for sin this morning, but I'm saying to you that even before you committed that sin, God's love has already gone ahead of you. I'm not giving you license to sin. I will never do that, because we can't continue in sin that grace may abound. I'm not going to preach another gospel of grace. No. Grace is grace. It's constant. God's love is immeasurable. God's love is undeserved. God's love is unreserved. I say that to you in all honesty. No one deserved it. No one is not reserved for exclusive people. As many as call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So love from the Bible is greater than faith and hope. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, it said these three things abide: love, faith, and hope. But he said the greatest of all is love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, your faith cannot work without love. Your faith can't work. That's why love is greater than hope, faith. And then, love is greater than hope, because your faith can't be activated without hope. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance. What gives substance to your faith is hope. You can't see it, but you know that with God is going to assist for your sake. So, what gives credence to your faith is hope. So it's the substance of things hoped for. It's like the framework. It's the evidence of things not seen. That's how the elders obtain their results. So faith can't work without love. Faith can't work without hope. But the greatest of it, that's why he says, when prophecy cease, when knowledge cease, when all these things that we all run after cease, he said, what endures is love. Love endures. Love never fails. That's one of my favorite rendering in the Bible. Love never fails. In other words, no matter how far I go away from God, the day I made a resolve to come back, his love draws me into his bosom. Love never fails. Knowledge will fail. Prophecies will fail. But love never fails. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm doing well this morning. So, your faith can't work without love. Your faith cannot be substantial without hope. But love is the motivator. And this love, this is the way God explained it to us so that we can understand it. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40, the love is first vertical, then horizontal. First vertical, then horizontal. He said, you will love Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord." It's not by chance that is in capital. It means the master. You shall love your Adonai, the one who takes the driver's seat of your life. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. Can you see the distinction? Spirit, soul, and body there. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Vertical. Then the horizontal one. The next verse is that this is the first and the great commandment, because without it, you can't do the second. Loving your neighbor as yourself. You cannot give what you don't have. If you are not assured in God's love, Sadiq, you'll be struggling with loving people. If you are not matured, we can't, a whole lot of the time, we think that this life that we're talking about is just because I don't like his faith. Or, okay, it's because I don't like the way he thinks. It's affect. The love of God affects your heart, affects your soul, affects your body. The love of God. Why will I not use my body for anything that is not godly? It's because of the love. Unless you understand it that way. It's because of the love that I have for God. Not because I'm not tempted to use it, but it's because of the love that I have for God. Why I will not sell my body as a woman is not because I have challenges that I need to resolve. It's because of the love. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Why I will not do gigolo as a man just to make money is because of the love. It's not the economy of Nigeria. You know, we can come up with excuses. But hey, I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I can't join this body, like the Bible describes it, to an allot. Allot means something that takes the regular way of life in one's life. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So, vertical, then horizontal. This love manifests in victory. This love of God. So please, I'm talking to believers, and if you're not, I make a call at the end that will signal a personal relationship. You can hear the voice of your maker. I want you, if you want to write this statement down, it's made by one of our patriarchs of faith, A.W. Tozer. He said, the only safe place for the sheep will always be by the side of the shepherd. The only safe place for the sheep, in other words, believers, we always be by the side of the shepherd, because the devil does not fear the sheep. He fears the shepherd. The only safe place that you and I can be is to be perfected in God's love. That's the thing. The only place that you and I can be is to be maturing in God's love. The only place that you and I can be is to be established in God's love. Take the natural sheep and the shepherd. When the shepherd is not there close by, the sheep, because of even its vulnerability, has the tendency to stray. I don't know if you have seen the sheep. They don't bite. But if sheep will bite you, it's poisonous also. They are vulnerable. I don't know if you have seen the sheep. Even when they are running, it's as if it's the wind who is taking them. That's the same way. Our lives without God, we can easily be taken away by the evil one. The Lord is my shepherd. There are things that the sheep and the shepherd, they have interaction. They hear the voice of the shepherd. I don't know how it works, but sometimes human beings, even it happens for cow, even though cow are a little bit offside, but sheep is the most vulnerable. They hear. It can be signs, it can be what they know it's time to drink water, they know it's time to leave, they know. It's the same way we are the shepherd. The safest place to be is close to our shepherd. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible says we should all make agape our aim. We should desire it. Desire love. Eagerly pursue it. Make it your aim. Make it your quest. Because why? God's love never fails. Partnership can fail in business. Family situation can cause dissensions. But hey, God's love never fails. David had an insight into it because David was a product of one night stand. In fact, the Bible did not record who David's mother was. So, through his experience, to the fact that I don't know how it is that you will have a child and the day of reckoning comes and you can't even remember. David, Jesse didn't remember that he has a child until Samuel reminded him, are these all your sons? So, David must have been a child who was faced, which is my topic for today. I talked about depression last week, so I'm going to talk about self-esteem today. David must have been a child without any self-esteem, whether low or high. But David found a secret in the place of God's love. He wrote in one place, he said, even when your natural father and mother refuses you, he said, hide, the Lord will take you up. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to dwell down in green pasture. One of the things is that he restores my soul. He renews my strength. He leads me beside still water. Hey, he said, surely. Surely is towards the end. He said, though I walk, and because there is that tendency, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's the lot of us as believers. We must consciously know that God is with us. God's love is undeserved, but we must begin to walk in the reality of that love. I don't know if you've seen some of our kids who are extrovert and who like to just, they can climb these air conditions and then say, daddy, should I jump? And before you say jump or don't jump, they're already jumping. Do you say to them that because I didn't instruct you to jump, you won't catch them? No, you will. And the Bible says, if men who are evil know how to do good things to their own children, how much more your heavenly Father? We must become settled in God's love. We must operate in the fullness of it and be delivered from our fears. What is fear again? Acronym? Who is bold to say? Just one person? Face everything. Arise. Or? Forget everything. And run. And maybe I'll give you the common one. Fear is false evidence. Appearing real. It's like a mirage. You are bothered about something that maybe will never happen. That's what happens. If you travel in the north or some of these places where you in the middle of the day, you see, it's like you see it on the road. It's as if images are closer and all that. But the more you travel, the more they seem. It's just like what happens even when you are at the seaside. If you're at the beach, you think that the water is just down the road. The more you swim towards down the road, the more you swim from heavenly, from the heart here. You soon collide with a shark. Praise God. So we must become settled in God's love. The love of God will forever be deeper than our natural human love. The love of God. I don't know how you are treated. Maybe you are not treated at all during the Valentine. No matter the treatment, the love of God surpasses that. Whether you got a rose or you didn't get one, the love of God surpasses that. The rose of all roses has already been given to you. The rose of Sharon, that's his name. That's his name. I'm not saying you should celebrate Valentine. But hey, even the Valentine, just know that you are doing it from the love of God in your heart. Praise God. As I praise the Lord.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,